Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today is Friday, March 15th. Want to know about a severe weather outbreak that destroyed homes in the Midwest? And what could be the worst winter storm to hit Colorado in years? Also, a controversial speech from one of Israel's biggest allies in Congress. It could bring new tensions to the U.S.-Israel relationship. Plus, the latest launch of the world's most powerful rocket is being considered a huge success, even though it wasn't actually completed. There's now an option to get more leg and arm room on flights. And Americans are celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend. Those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. People across several states are waking up to realize the extent of damages from severe weather last night. The storm system spanned more than 1,000 miles from northeast Texas to the Ohio Valley. And there were several reports of destructive tornadoes across Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. Sadly, people have been confirmed killed in Indiana and Ohio, though as of this morning, there's not an official death toll. At least hundreds of homes were damaged or destroyed, and tens of thousands of homes and businesses lost power. It's tough to know the real toll these storms took, at least until the sun comes up. But Weather Service teams are set to travel to the impacted areas today. Meanwhile, parts of the Rockies, including the Denver metro area, are dealing with a crippling snowstorm. Some places have recorded more than 45 inches of snow in just a couple of days. Thousands of people are without power there as well. Also, highways, schools, offices, and even ski resorts have shut down, and flights have been canceled. The snow is expected to continue today and into the weekend. Vice President Kamala Harris visited a Planned Parenthood in Minnesota, making her the first sitting president or vice president to visit a clinic that offers abortions. While she was there, Harris said Americans don't have to abandon their faith to support abortion access. She said women can choose to consult with a priest, pastor, rabbi, or imam about whether to get the procedure, but that it shouldn't be up to the government either way. Harris said this trip was meant in part to draw attention to women who travel across state lines to get an abortion when their states don't allow it. Apparently, that's been happening in Minnesota a lot. After the visit, anti-abortion groups criticized the vice president, saying she was going on a, quote, abortion fear-mongering tour. And they say most Americans want fewer abortions, not more. But of course, not everyone agrees on how to achieve that. The number of abortion procedures has actually gone up since Roe v. Wade was overturned nearly 2 years ago. And that's not accounting for self-managed abortions. Of course, expect this to continue to be a big issue this election year. On tomorrow's special edition Saturday, we're talking about a few of the most recent changes or challenges to abortion law from a legal and historical perspective. That interview comes out tomorrow morning. The Senate Majority Leader, who happens to be the highest-ranking Jewish official in the U.S., is calling for big changes in Israel. On the Senate floor, Senator Chuck Schumer said he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way and is an obstacle to peace in the Middle East. So he wants Israel to hold new elections for a new prime minister. Of course, this comes in the face of the war in Gaza that sparked a growing humanitarian crisis. But this was the sharpest critique yet of Netanyahu from a senior American elected official. And it was seen as surprising, since Schumer is a strong ally of Israel. Schumer did not just criticize Netanyahu, though. He also blamed other right-wing Israelis, Hamas, and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. He said until they're all removed from the equation, there will never be peace in Israel and Gaza and the West Bank. As you might imagine, Schumer got a lot of pushback. Right after he spoke, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said, quote, Israel deserves an ally that acts like one, and said Americans shouldn't weigh in on the politics of a democratic ally. And even some Democrats called Schumer's speech irresponsible. Though others said Schumer was well within his rights to comment on Israeli politics, seeing how the U.S. gives $3.5 billion to Israel every year. It's not clear how Schumer's message will be received in Israel. Some protesters there have already called for early elections, but Netanyahu still has support from his base. For now, the next elections aren't scheduled until October of 2026. America's support for Israel has sparked criticism far beyond Capitol Hill. More than 100 musicians and bands have now pulled out of the South by Southwest Music Festival that's already underway in Austin, Texas. And even more panelists have decided to shun the festival as well, all because the event is being sponsored by the U.S. Army. Specifically, they're protesting the U.S. military's support for Israel in the ongoing war in Gaza. In response, Texas Governor Greg Abbott put out a statement saying, quote, "We are proud of the U.S. military in Texas. If you don't like it, don't come here." He also told them not to come back. But the festival put out its own statement saying it disagrees with Abbott and respects artists and panelists for exercising their rights to free speech, though it also defended its decision to accept the U.S. Army sponsorship, saying it's just part of a, quote, commitment to bring forward ideas that shape our world. South by Southwest typically draws more than 300,000 people to Austin each year. Last year, it generated more than $380 million for the local economy. The festival runs through tomorrow. All right, we have more news for you still coming up, but first, let's take a quick break. Of course, I hope you have made this podcast part of your daily routine. And here's another daily habit that can help elevate your life like it does mine. Drinking AG1. It is so simple. One scoop of AG1 with water, that's it. I like ice, maybe a little lemon juice, shake it up and drink on the go for your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. In fact, I've recently started using the AG1 travel packs. These things are so convenient for when I'm traveling or just have a busy day out and about. I will be packing them, by the way, when I go to a podcasting conference later this month, because AG1 gives me that extra boost of energy that I need to get through those especially long days or chaotic weeks, whether it's for work, like this conference, or just keeping up with my toddler in my daily life. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. And they have a great deal for our listeners. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Check it out. All right, now back to the news. SpaceX reached another historic milestone this week. It launched the world's largest rocket into space again, but this time it orbited Earth much farther than it ever has before. It also conducted a series of in-flight tests that apparently went well. But the thing is, the rocket never actually returned to Earth. SpaceX thinks it broke up upon returning to Earth's atmosphere, though no one was hurt and no damage was reported. A version of this same spacecraft is expected to one day carry astronauts to the moon and even Mars. There are also plans to use it to deploy satellites for Starlink, transport private space travelers, and more. Of course, before that happens, the spacecraft needs to be developed much further. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says he hopes there will be 6 more test flights this year alone. In American schools and libraries, the number of books targeted for censorship hit an all-time high last year. That's according to new data from the American Library Association. It says the number of ban attempts went up 65% from 2022 to 2023. Almost half of the challenged books deal with LGBTQ themes or with race or racism. And the most challenges were recorded in Florida and Texas. All in all, more than 4,200 titles were flagged, including classics like The Lord of the Flies and To Kill a Mockingbird. And those are just the ones that were reported directly to the ALA. That said, most of the challenges are coming from relatively few activists, and not all book banning attempts are actually successful. Overall, PEN America recorded about 3,400 book bans from the last school year. People who want a popular new weight loss drug can now get it delivered with the rest of their Amazon orders. Amazon Pharmacy says it's going to be delivering Zepbound and other drugs from Eli Lilly. Zepbound is the same thing as Mounjaro. The only difference is it's marketed for treating obesity, not diabetes. Eli Lilly actually started selling weight loss drugs directly to patients earlier this year, so people don't need to physically see their doctors. Instead, they can communicate with doctors online and get their prescriptions through digital pharmacies that now include Amazon. Anyone with an Amazon Prime membership can get the drugs delivered in 2 days. Of course, this comes as drugs like Zepbound, Ozempic, and Wegovy become increasingly popular. Scientists, including those with the FDA, are still investigating their side effects or potential long-term health issues, though others say there's enough evidence already that they're safe, just so long as they're used appropriately. Pretty soon, you'll be able to pay for more legroom on your flight and unlimited access to the armrest. Frontier Airlines is now offering an upgrade that guarantees no one will be sitting in the middle seat on your row. And since it will be in the front of the plane, you'll get a little more space to stretch your legs as well. But it will cost you at least an extra $50, which is almost the cost of a full ticket on some one-way Frontier flights. UpFront Plus will become available on flights starting April 10th. By the way, Frontier's competitor, Spirit Airlines, offers something kind of similar. It's called the Big Front Seat at the front of the plane that's wider and includes more legroom. But again, that comes with a surcharge. This weekend, the world is celebrating St. Patrick's Day, nowhere more than here in the U.S. The biggest St. Paddy's parade in the world is happening tomorrow in New York City. There are plenty of other big celebrations planned, too, in places like Boston, Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Chicago, where, as always, the Chicago River is being dyed green. And President Biden will host Irish leaders at the White House today. Of course, this day is extra special for anyone with Irish heritage. St. Patrick's Day started as a Christian holiday in Ireland, celebrating the life of St. Patrick, who helped to spread the religion. But immigrants to the U.S. transformed it into more of just a fun celebration of all things Irish, with parades, special foods, music, dancing, drinking, and a whole lot of green. So this Sunday, Irish or not, we hope you have a happy St. Patrick's Day. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. I know I can't be my best at any other part of my life if I'm in pain or not feeling well. And that's why I keep up with the annual doctor's appointments for myself and my family, and I seek out the right specialist if I'm having an unexpected issue. And while it's a top priority, I know healthcare can get expensive, so finding doctors that take my insurance is so important. And that's why I appreciate ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Yes, not only is it free, but it also helps me quickly and easily find a variety of credible doctors who have offices nearby, take my insurance, and treat basically any condition I've looked for. And because I do have high standards, I always check out ZocDoc's verified reviews from actual real patients. Check out ZocDoc to find a doctor who makes you feel comfortable, listens, and most of all, works with you to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to Feel Good Friday. This St. Patrick's Day, a lot more people will be able to learn about their Irish heritage. Until now, it's been hard for a lot of people to trace their ancestry because a 1922 fire at the Public Records Office in Dublin destroyed all kinds of records. But now, millions of records have been uncovered by Ireland's famed Guinness Brewery. They reveal information about people who worked for Guinness and pub owners across the UK who stocked Guinness at their bars. And that's a lot of people. At one point, 1 in 30 people in Dublin worked for the brewery. They now have tens of millions of descendants. In fact, actor Liam Neeson, comedian Graham Norton, and U2 frontman Bono all have connections to the brewery in their family's past. Archives include names and, in some cases, details about home addresses, occupations, marriages, and children. Guinness worked with Ancestry.com to make the records available, and now both companies say they're excited to see what kind of new discoveries people are going to make. The records are available to view for free for the next week. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.